Nobody turn around, but check behind us.
Trying to act casually, Ryan shifted his head to look into the mirror mounted on a chrome rod attached to the handlebars. At first, he saw nothing unusual, but then a subtle movement on the department store's third floor riveted his attention. Some sort of machine was slowly easing out of an open window. The device resembled a mechanical spider, even though it only had four impossibly thin metal legs. The jointed limbs attached to a tiny oval no bigger than a human head, with a video camera lens sticking out of the front, and some kind of a weapon swiveling about on a belly mount.
Droid.
Dean slid the Weatherby from the gun sleeve strapped to the frame. Surreptitiously as possible, the others started doing the same. But as small as the motions were, the sectroid leapt off the side of the building. In a blur, Ryan drew and fired three times. The 9mm slugs tracked the machine's descent until it crashed in a riot of crunching metal and shattered glass on top of an ancient car at the curb. But it straightened immediately and started toward the companions, the device hanging from its belly, strobing with a hellish green light. A wave of heat swept over Ryan, and a sharp hiss to the right made him turn and stare at the molten crater in the granite cornerstone of the apartment building only yards away.
A fucking laser! Take cover!
Ryan slipped off his Harley to hit the pavement behind a compact car. Swinging up the Lama, Doc triggered a round. The machine recoiled from the 44 miniball's impact, its legs stumbling for a few seconds until it righted itself. But now there was a dent in its armor. Mildred stepped into view from around a minivan and fired the Thompson at the droid. The slugs made its legs buckle and pounded more dents in its armored skin. The walker simply stood there and accepted the punishment. Then the laser glowed as it charged.
Oh, shit!
Mildred dove for cover, and the energy weapons strobed rapidly. The condensed light stabbed a line of holes through the pre-dark vehicle, nearly cutting it in two. From the pavement, Christy fired off the last two rounds in the Webley. Ryan and JB tossed grens. But as the spheres bounced along the street toward it, the droid scurried over a limousine. The resulting double blast gouged a jagged hole in the asphalt and sent out a corona of gravel as shrapnel. The stones hit cars, windows, and signs everywhere, instantly turning the area into ruins. Then a thunderous crack sounded. The walker was slammed against the glass doors on the department store in a shattering explosion. Working the bolt on the Weatherby, Dean darted to a closer car and tried another shot. Deflected by the thick glass, the 460 round missed the droid standing only a foot away. Stepping behind an undamaged pane of glass, the machine stayed motionless for a few moments before crashing through the glass, its pulsating laser sweeping the line of parked cars. Ryan hit the ground and rolled for safety, coming up behind a luxury car. If these had been working vehicles, that light show would have ignited the fuel in most of the wags, the resulting hellstrom of fire and shrapnel chilling the companions on the spot. But the dead wrecks gave no reaction as sizzling holes went through their engine blocks and fuel tanks. Taking a step backward, the droid paused, as if puzzled by the lack of reactions from the vehicles. Ryan knew there wasn't enough space in its body for a powerful computer and the power plant to run the laser. Its builders had made a decision, and now the companions were going to prove it had been the wrong choice. Flicking his lighter, JB lobbed a Molotov at the thing. The bottle hit directly in front, the mixture whooping into a huge fireball. Unconcerned, the walker strode through the flames, as the glow around its laser slowly increased until the weapon fired again.
Why won't you die?
10-sec recharge!
Christy dropped the exhausted Webley and shot her SNW-38 at the video lens on top.
Wait for it!
The laser flashed, and the store windows behind the companions violently shattered from heat expansion. Thousands of glass shards rained down on them.
Now!
The barrage of lead made a leg buckle, and then the video lens exploded into a sparkling crash. Blind, the machine began walking around in a small circle, firing the laser every 10 seconds randomly.
Some sort of auto-protect program.
At Mildred's words, the walker rushed at the wag Mildred was using for cover, climbing over the vehicle, its legs stabbing through the thin decorative material. Poised on top like a cougar on a rock, the sectroid remained motionless, its lasers glowing into full power, and then nothing. It simply stood there, waiting for another sound, a scrape of cloth on stone, a cough, anything to pinpoint its human prey. Silhouetted by the purring motorcycle's headlights, Ryan tossed away his blaster and charged. At the sound of his boots, the walker spun. Ryan's weapon landed on the hood of a police car. The machine paused for only a moment at the trick, then swiveled right back. It fired at the sidewalk. That brief lapse was all that Mildred had needed. She was already gone, and the beam merely vaporized a deep hole in the concrete. Ryan leapt on the hood of the car, then on the roof. Grabbing the laser in a hand, he crushed the lens, then grabbed the sparking remains of the video camera and pulled with all his strength. Both of the items broke loose from their weakened housings, and there was a brilliant crackle of blue light, writhing tendrils of electricity crawling over the Deathlands warrior. Everybody rushed closer as the walker limply slid off the roof onto the street, and Ryan collapsed onto the roof.
You okay, lover?
Christy brushed the black hair off Ryan's still face. Faint wisps of smoke were rising from his clothes, and there was the terrible smell of burned flesh.
Mildred, get over here!
Dad? Is he?
Even as Mildred sprinted toward them, a heavy silence descended upon the darkening street. Christy bent over to cup the still man's face, and JB closed his eyes. As much as he wanted to speak to the others, he said nothing.